subject that we discuss is the dua that parents make for their children is accepted, and Allah is ready and willing to listen to any dua that a parent makes for his child, for his greatness, for qualities and virtues. And if the more specific you are, the better it is. How you want your child to become. Allah has given different examples. For example, the example of Karbala. Allah has given different examples in Karbala of people. And these people were different from one another. The companions of Imam Hussein were different from one another. They had different qualities in them. They had different virtues in them. And these are virtues that when you look at, you see that, yes, this person, he had this angle to himself that brought him to Imam Hussein. You see, this person had this virtue that brought him to Imam Hussein. They were different from one another. Some of the things that they had similar in, there are certain virtues that they were all similar in. Like one of the virtues that they all shared was the virtue of Ithar. Ithar, self-sacrifice, is something that they all share. They all share that. When you look at it, when you look at them, you see that how they strove to put themselves to difficulty to make others comfortable. You know, to make others comfortable. One of the companions in the night of Ashura was outside the ground, outside the tent, cleaning brush. You know, he was cleaning brush, making noise, cleaning brush. And Imam Hussein, you know, saw someone out there and says, "Who is it?" And he introduced himself, "It's me, Mawla. I'm here." And Imam Hussein went up to him and says, "What are you doing?" You know, he says, "Mawla, you said that we will all be shaheed tomorrow. So I was cleaning these bushes with thorns because I know that your children will be running around here. I don't want them to get hurt." You see how they used to think. You know, what it means to be a companion, how they're thinking, always worrying about safety and security and the betterment of others. This is a virtue that they all share. So when you look at these people and you look at these examples that Allah gives, is ways for us asking dua to Allah. "Allah, I want my son to become like that." It's like an example you give, okay, you know, instead of a theory, I know the theory, but how do I ask? What do I ask? It says, "You know, I want my son to be like Habib ibn Mazai. I want my son to be like this." You see the example? Get those examples in your heart. Whenever you feel for those examples, you make the dua for your child. "Allah, I want this in my child. Give me this in my child." Because the parents go through a lot. And the one who has gone through the most for his children is the imam. There are ways that we distress him, that we hurt him. Let me tell you those ways in which we hurt the imam, how he's hurt by us. The three ways that we hurt the imam: whenever we disobey Allah, whenever we do a sin, whenever we do something wrong, but whenever a person might fall into sin, think of this before you sin. Think of these things, right? Three ways that you hurt the imam. First of all, whenever a Shia sins, whenever a mu'min sins that does something wrong, then the head of the imam is lowered in shame in front of Allah. Apologize. You know, have you ever, you know, I'm sure you experienced that when you come to the masjid or go anywhere where people are just that, and your son does something wrong, breaks the dish, you know, does something wrong, makes a mess, what happens? You're the one who has to apologize, right? I'm like, "I'm sorry for my son. Right? I'm really sorry." They'll say, it's okay. But you are the one who feels the pain, right? Man, this is how the imam feels in front of Allah when you sin. When we sin. Yeah. This is the first thing that happens to the imam. The second thing that happens to the imam that when we sin is that his heart is broken. We break his heart. You know that really when you see something from your child and you expect something from your child and he doesn't live up to it, who's more heartbroken than anyone? It's the parent. Right? It hurts him that his son is now doing this. His child is doing this. It hurts him. This is how it happens, my friend. Imam also feels the same heartbreak. thing that we do to the Imam is that every time we sin, we extend his prayer. We prolong his prayer, his action. He has said that the minute my fears do not stop sinning, I will be among them. If you sin, if you disobey Allah, then Imam's ghaibah and his separation from us is extended. And no one feels this separation more than the Imam. How much do you remember the Imam? This separation, how much do you remember the Imam? Honestly. Meaning that when we read the ziyarat, you know, ajallallahu ta'ala farajak, really, are we paying attention to the Imam? You know, we want you to come back. Sometimes we do. But sometimes it's just a habit, we read it routinely, right? But you know what? That's how much we remember the Imam. The Imam remembers us every day. There's not a moment that goes by that his heart is beating for us. That it is remembering us. This separation is felt by him. So extending the separation is hurting the Imam more. Every time we are, when Shaitan wants, you know, or beguiles us to do something wrong, think about that. And inshallah, this will help us to understand our relationship with our Imam, who is truly looking at us as children. I ask parents to ask forgiveness for your children and have high hopes for them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these du'as that these parents make here for their children and what they have in their heart, Allah, you accept those du'as, accept them in the best way. Allah, we ask you to hasten the reappearance of our Imam, to make us his helper when he comes. Oh Allah, we ask you to make our feet firm on the path of that little bag. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us the strength in our hands to hold up the flag of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.